The half-dozen counties on the Wisconsin side of the proposed 240-mile-long route are on record opposing the power line. Not only do they keep Minnesota Power and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation crews from building the line on county-owned land, they won't even allow them to survey the land. Now, in a 3-2 vote, the Washburn County Forestry Committee decided to allow utility crews to survey possible routes, although they won't allow them to drill boreholes or clear land. Washburn County Forest Administrator Mike Peterson says this vote doesn't approve any other work and does not change the county's stance against the 345 kilovolt power line.
The committee felt that it was information that they would like to have. To date, we have basically no information on where the exact routing of this line would be within that existing corridor. The way the motion was phrased and the way the permission was given, it specifically says, you know, this is not a statement by Washburn County that we support this line.
For months, the utilities have been stymied by the Northern County's refusal to cooperate. Although power line builder American Transmission Company can condemn private property, it cannot condemn public property. One county official from Douglas County points out that there are advantages to allowing the line on public property. It will mean less use of private land, thus less opposition, and in these tight budgetary times, it will mean annual payments from the power companies to each county. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.